Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are starting a new series. We're going back to the beginning of basics of what we've talked about in the past. And one of the reasons we do that is, you know, a lot of times we think we know what we've been taught, but we're still not doing it. And one of the purposes that we have for this ministry is to encourage people to do the basics. There's a lot of things that I would like to move forward in doing, and a lot of the situation we've been dealing with over the past couple of years is that there's been a real tug back and forth towards addressing the basics of what we've put down in writing in the books and on the website, and also moving forward into some more advanced and sometimes a little riskier and but more interesting pursuits that God is laying on our hearts and on the hearts of others. And fortunately, God being the wonderful and generous God that he is, he's given me some really good parameters as to focusing in on the basics for now, and he gave me some good outlines as to how I'll know when it's time to move forward. I don't want to leave behind a job not done. And so we're going to continue to emphasize the basics. We're still, you know, and what we see today, there's so much fear in Christians, and there's so much wonder at why God is doing, allowing certain things to happen, and is there judgment, and, you know, what do we have to beg God to do certain things, and our leadership is failing us, and how do we, you know, can God hold us responsible when we don't know what we're supposed to do? And there's a lot of confusion, and this is even not just in America or Western civilization, but globally, there's a real emphasis in this. And part of that is because as the darkness gets darker, we are exposed for what we believe. And that's our what we believe needs to be tested, because we find out if it works. And this is where we really start, is looking at practical Christianity, not just doctrinal, not just believing the right stuff, but does what you believe work? Does it bring you into a close relationship with God? Think about what Jesus did when he was here. The miracles, the authority, the rest, the absolute confidence he had in who he was. And yet he said, greater things shall you do because I go to the Father. Because I go. Because he went, we are now able to do greater things than he did. And yet we aren't doing anything like that. We don't have the power, we don't have the confidence, we don't have the authority, we don't have the relationship with the Father in our soul. We do in our spirit, but we don't have that same relationship in our soul that Jesus did. So, and this is my answer to those that question whether this is the end time. Well, there's always an end and there's always a beginning. It's just, which do you want to be a part of? darker it is, the greater the opportunity, the more the light will shine. And whatever comes next will come next. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to... He's already spent his judgment. God has already judged this world, this earth, this creation. He created this creation to be exactly where it is right now. So that's his problem. You don't need to be worrying about what he's doing elsewhere, what he's doing in other people's lives. When you are with him and in him and focused on him, he will give you what you need to be ready for what he has planned for you tomorrow. And more than ever, I'm convinced that reemphasizing what we have covered previously is going to bring about that foundation and the fundamental relationship that is necessary for us as individuals to know God, to experience his love, his peace, his power, his authority, in however he chooses to express it in each one of us and through each one of us. You have no idea what God has planned for you, but you can know that you'll love it. You'll be thrilled at what he has planned for you. The problem is the focus. And when we have beliefs and when we have a cycle of daily life that distracts us from being able to be focused on what he has for us, we aren't able to enjoy what he has already given us. So we'll once again be starting at the beginning and looking at some basics and some reminders, but also building on it. And looking at especially in reincorporating some things on the website and especially on the blog to give some practical, you know, homework type assignments and encouragements. This is how to do it type of thing. Here's some questions to ask God. Here's some things to think about and allow the Lord to speak to you about and to give some practical opportunity. For some, that there's quite a few of you who have been with this ministry for even decades. And if this is something that you're perfectly comfortable with, I encourage you to join on the blog and just encourage others. And if you want to get in touch with me and you have questions about going farther into other areas, feel free to do that. But we're going to really focus in on the public aspect of the ministry on these basics until we really take hold and we really have the confidence that there's enough of you, not just me, but enough of you that are out there confident enough and functioning as Christians. When Christians hide in church and are afraid of being called names or even the law coming after you, that's a problem. Without going into the how we got here is how are we going to face each day. And for each one of us, it's going to be different. But for each day, where is our focus? Knowing God, hearing his voice, testing what we hear, and acting on it. He is faithful. And when we know how much he loves us, and how much he loves our neighbor, and how much he loves those in authority, and even those who are making mistakes, and those who we consider evil, he loves because that's who he is. It's not dependent on the receiver. It's the dependent on the lover. And when we experience God's love, we can have that love for others as well. So it's not about having all the answers. It's not about having the right doctrine. It's about knowing God and letting Him flow through us. So we're going to continue to focus on those basic tenets. Practical Christianity, getting healed, knowing God, testing what we're hearing, and acting on it. Now, again, that's going to be, we're going to continue that on the website, on the blog, and on this radio program. Now, normally, as normally we do, we'll occasionally veer off topic, most likely on the blog, but I'm going to try to restrict any offline conversations to the application and assistance that lines up with these basic visions for this ministry. In other words, I'm not going to spend too much time having conversations offline, you know, one-on-one, on other topics. Now, again, if there's something, if you're already established in what's presented here and you want to go forward, let's have at it. Get in touch with me. We'll have some great conversations. But if it's already addressed and it's fundamental and a foundational aspect that you're having an argument instead of a conversation, I'm just not going to participate in that. We're going to stay focused on the practical basics. Again, does what you believe work? Is it really helping you? Is it real? Is it from God? Getting healed, how to do that? We should all be able to know how to recognize a wound and how to get it healed. And knowing God, the practical steps we can do to better hear Him, to be able to test what we hear again and then act on it. Now, if you do need assistance in these areas, feel free to drop me a line. You can do that through Blog Talk Radio. You can do that directly by my email. That's Diane@therainersclub.org, therainersclub.org. Or you can use the contact form on the website, which is therainersclub.org. There's a contact form there. Now, if you use that contact form, and there's a reminder on the page, make sure you check for a response in your spam folder. That seems to be a recurring thing that happens, is that I'm getting a lot of repeat requests for information that I reply to, and then it just seems to get lost somewhere. So, and if that happens and it's not going in the spam folder, use the email address, and I'll see if there's a technical issue that I need to address. That's the only way I'm going to know, okay? But I do respond to those, so if you're not hearing back from me, try a different approach, because I do respond. I do answer those. I want to be in touch with y'all about these basics. If there's an area that's not being addressed, I want to address it. I want to make sure I'm being clear. And, you know, just like every one of us has our own approach, our own temperament, our own viewpoint. And the way I'm expressing something may not make sense to you. And I want to find a way to have it make sense to you. So if it's not making sense to you, let me know so I can accommodate, so I can find a way to make it clear to your viewpoint. So get in touch with me if you have questions about this, or again, if you're solid in these foundational viewpoints, these foundational practices, if you're already good at all this, get in touch with me. If you want to go beyond and develop some advanced approaches and ideas and techniques, or even if you just want some feedback on something God is telling you and teaching you, and again, that's if you're already established in these basics. Because I'm not going to come back and say, well, the reason you're having a problem in this area is because you have a misunderstanding of God's purpose in your life. So, and I know many of you do already have a really good foundation. God's ready to lead you on. I want to be there with you. I want to learn from you and also encourage you. So we're all in this together. It's a very small world when you really think about it, because the closer we get to God as far as our soul, the closer we get to one another. The more we become one, each one of us, spirit, soul, and body, the more we become one with each other, spirit, soul, and body. And that was Jesus' prayer, that we would be one, not on our terms, but on his. So that's an explanation of where we're at. And it's going to take a while to get the adjustments I want to make on the website and on the blog, but just feel free to sign up for the newsletter there. And that will start giving some of the new content and update you when new content is revised or added to the website. We're changing the structure so that there's a more clear approach to the content. So rather than have it be content-driven, like what we've been approaching it through the in the past on Blog Talk Radio, Practical Christianity, Getting Healed, and then Knowing God, we're going to instead approach it as some basics, then essentials, then advanced. So there's things that we need to start with and then build on, learn how to do, like who we are in Christ, spirit, soul, and body. The realities of time, the concept of time is important. Forgiveness is really important. So getting those things out of the way, getting those into our head. Now, the way we think is so, we spend so little time thinking about how we think and how we have come up with some of our beliefs that we will always be dealing with those questions. Why do I think that? But we can trust God that if we are believing something because it fits our temperament or our history, he will let us know. Our job is to be open to changing our mind and to admitting, okay, that is just something that suits my temperament. I don't want to believe something else because I like believing this because it fits in with, it suits me. And so that will always be part of our relationship until we are complete and whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body. Now, so far, only one person, one being, has ever been that way, and that's Jesus. So we've got a ways to go, but I know he can do a quick work if he wants to and if we want to. We have some great opportunities and great choices to make. And it's exciting what he's planned. God is not interested in changing the world through politics. God is going to change the world through people. God never comes the way we ask or expect. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Maybe stressful, and it may cause them some anxiety. But don't let there be fear. Fear is never a good motivator. Fear doesn't last, and fear separates us from God. Now, fear when you're running around in traffic, that's an appropriate fear. But we're not talking about misbehaviors. We're finding out, okay, God, what is your purpose for me in this situation? What should I be focusing on? What should I be spending my time on? So we're starting back, readdressing the basics, and just moving forward. And hopefully through this approach, we'll be able to get a good fundamental group of people who really grasp this and are doing it. It's not just understanding it. Are you doing it? Are you hearing God at night? Are the gifts of the Spirit flowing through your life? When someone is having anxiety, do you have the right word for them, the encouraging word? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know what your projects are? Are your wounds being healed? Whatever your situation is, are you clear as to where God is in it? Do you know how to test what you hear? Are you overcoming your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil? These are all things we learn how to do. It's not just somebody prays for us and we know how to do it. We learn how to do it, and God teaches us. Your spirit already knows how to do all these things. So the problem isn't access. It's some practical misunderstanding of what we're supposed to be doing here on this earth. So let's get back to it then. We'll start back with looking at getting started. And hopefully you'll agree with me that this is a wonderful and exciting time to be alive and seeing the fantastic things that God is about to do and is doing. He loves to show off. And those who understand how and are willing and able to seek him will find him much more quickly and sometimes much more dramatically because of the times we live in. Many of the clouds that have kept his plan secret are being blown away, revealing grace and the freedom and the wholeness that is our inheritance now. So we're going to just remind ourselves of some of the tenets of the beliefs of this ministry. First and foremost is that truth is a person. Jesus Christ himself. So when we talk about do you know the truth for that situation, we're talking about do you know Christ? What does Jesus say? What does God say in that situation? Not what does your doctrine, what does your Bible, what does your pastor say, but what God says is truth. Our goal is to encourage each one of us to hear from the living word directly and internally. Now, most of us realize that you can make scripture say whatever you want, which is one of the reasons there are so many denominations and translations today. And the scriptures have been translated into over 1,000 languages, each with their own subtleties and emphasis necessitated by the language. But our goal is to become acquainted with that witness, that aha within, that testifies that what we have heard or read is truth, is from God, is living. Now, this is, if you're new, just starting to listen, this is not a Bible study. There's plenty of really good Bible studies out there. And if you're really looking for one, you're not interested in what we're doing here, drop me a line, I'll point you to some. There's some great studies out there. But our goal is to focus on the author of the book, the Spirit of God, God Himself. Learning and developing that ability to go, that's got the ring of truth. That's got the Spirit of God on it. That answers my questions. Now I have the answer. That's what we're looking for, that reality. Secondly, none of us has all the truth. Some of what we believe is probably not true. And the reason you're listening or studying or desiring even going to church is that you somehow know that you're missing something, that you want to learn, that there's more out there than what you know. Now, to receive that part that you don't know or that you need to change, we must be willing to admit and let go of the misconceptions we have about God, about ourselves, about others, and even about what God is doing in our lives. Again, thinking, okay, this is the end times. What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to protect myself? What is God? How am I going to please Him? And if we have that misunderstanding about who He is and what He's doing, we may miss the great opportunities He has. Now, that doesn't mean you lose your salvation. And we don't know what's going to come next. We don't know what came before. But, and again, this is going off into, you know, one of those tangents, is if we're eternal, we existed before we came to this earth. Is something that we're experiencing on this earth to catch up for something we missed the last existence we had? And in the future, will we experience something in our future because we didn't get to experience it here? This is not for punishment. This is not for judgment. God has already taken care of that. He did it that. He took care of that judgment personally. That judgment has been paid for. Are we doing in our lives? What are we willing, what do we need to change? What misconceptions, what beliefs do we need to change in order to accept whatever He says about doing in our lives, about what He's doing in our lives, because we recognize His voice and we let Him change our hearts and minds and behaviors to line up with what He says is truth? And guess what? What He says is true, is true. We can rely on Him. He's not going to deceive us. His goal is not to trick us or test us. This is part of our challenge now, is there's this idea out there that we're in this situation because we failed, because the church has failed, when this was God's plan all along. Nothing's going wrong. Everything's fine. We're right on track. And the more we spend time with Him, and this is part of our challenge, is knowing God is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And the more you know Him, if you haven't experienced this already, the more you know Him and the more He takes over your life, the greater the separation is likely to be between you and what you thought was a normal Christian life. Because what a normal Christian life will be for you a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you'll look back and go, I almost missed this. The satisfaction of being with Him is worth the cost that must be paid. So we'll pick it up here next week. But feel free, drop me a line, Diane@therainersclub.org. Contact me through the website or through Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.